in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
What's up, Austin?
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
That was fig picking yesterday. My goodness.
You were picking figs?
Yes, my fig tree's at full bloom. And if anyone likes figs, I have tons of wonderful figs. These are delicious. Just straight up figs, man.
What do they look like?
They look like scrotum.
Oh.
When you look like, when you...
All right, man, I'm good.
Okay,
enough.
But I'm just
enough.
Telling you what they look like.
Uncle at 6:03.
I'm just telling you what a fig looks like when it's done. It just limps on the vine. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of go... Burp.
Sack.
It looks like a sack.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Been just north of 24 hours since that happened. I'd almost forgotten that happened.
I got a whole bag in my house
Thank
in the refrigerator,
E,
and I was going to bring them in for figs in for BK. Figs with a little cheese and some crackers and some mustard. It's a meal. It's delicious.
I don't want your bag of scrotums, dude.
Dude, stop.
Just telling you what it looks like.
Stop.
I'm not saying
that.
You can't
they're
eat
just,
it.
They're kind of shriveled.
Yeah, they just they.
Yeah, but
they
there's
hang,
a lot of things that are shriveled.
So such word as lucid. They just kind of hang there.
Lucid? That's not the word you're looking for.
It's not the word I'm looking for. Mm. Okay, they just hang like, I don't know, if you put two of them together and just let them.
Stop.
And they turn purple kind of.
Let's get to the headlines.
Okay.
No, we'll also get to Athlon's top 50 college football players of all time. There's some fun conversations to be had there. As we've already gotten a ton of texts in, it says, is Tim Tebow way overrated? Reggie Bush should be higher. How is John Elway so low? It says, I hear Hogan likes his fish from Wendy's. I've never had, they don't make fish at Wendy's.
Do they make fish?
Yeah, they got a fish sandwich. I think so.
Never
had
they
it.
Don't.
Yeah, they got it. I don't know if it's seasonal, but I remember seeing some commercials recently, some North Pacific cod.
Ooh, oh, they got cod. Oh, really? I thought they just had a chicken sandwich.
I got that, too.
Oh, Wendy. All right, let's get to some headlines here. We'll pick it up on this Tuesday. It's going to be 97 and sunny and a lot going on. We talked last hour to Lisa, the first ever female winner of our major championship golf contest of the several hundreds we received.
And she sounded very nice.
She's a very nice lady. She beat all you guys and had Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler. Nice picks. Did you hear that, what she did? She did a research.
And then she saw how good the dude looked and then picked him on that, really. When it all came out to it, it was on looks.
Well, combine some research with a nice firm body, and then, yeah, I'll go with that. Let's get to some headlines here at the top of the eight. Ticket City Update Desk headlines brought to you by Gas Logs Express and Barbecue Grills. Start with some baseball and a tough loss in Arlington last night for the Rangers. Those dang Toronto Blue Jays just continue to be a nemesis. Rangers came from 5-1 down early. Take a 6-5 lead into the ninth inning. Toronto would score twice off of Matt Bush in the top half, though. Kendrys Morales hit a go-ahead single after a game-tying knock from Josh Donaldson. And Matt Bush takes his first loss, second loss of the year. First-place Astros, meanwhile, opened a west swing. They were out in Oakland last night for game one of a series there, and they get the win 4-1. George Springer, home run number 20. Jake Marisnyk, his ninth. That back to Brad Peacock and three relievers. Nice pitching effort there. Rookie outfielder Derek Fisher hit his second career home run in the ninth inning last night. He was then promptly optioned to AAA Fresno. Josh Reddick has come off that seven-day concussion DL for Houston. Round Rock lost to Memphis on Princess at the Park night at the Dell Diamond. 5-4 final. Same two again tonight at 7:05. News from north of the Red River. First Lincoln Riley. Now Oklahoma has a new baseball coach. Yesterday, the Sooners announced that former Texas pitching coach and top assistant Skip Johnson will be the 10th baseball coach of all time in Norman. Johnson served as Pete Hughes' pitching coach this past year. Hughes was not retained earlier this month. Day three at the College World Series in Omaha. Top-ranked Oregon State continues to roll. They rout LSU 13-1, earn a spot in the Bracket 1 championship on Friday. Florida State eliminated Cal State Fullerton with a 6-4 win. Coming up today, Aggies and Horned Frogs take Texas A&M and TCU. The loser's going home. It's an elimination game at 1 o'clock today. Aggies have had their season ended in each of the last two seasons by the Horned Frogs. Pretty interesting development in the NBA in Cleveland. 2 days away from the NBA's draft, Cavaliers reportedly in trade talks involving the likes of Jimmy Butler and Paul George, and Cavs general manager David Griffin was let go. by team owner Dan Gilbert. Despite reaching the finals in each of his three seasons as general manager, won the NBA title. Two sides reached a mutual agreement to part ways when his contract expires at the end of the month. NBA draft is Thursday night. And one day after Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open, and an Open that had the second lowest TV ratings ever, three-time U.S. Open champ Tiger Woods posted to Twitter for the first time since his Memorial Day DUI arrest, releasing a short statement saying that he's receiving professional help to manage the medications he takes for back pain and a sleep disorder. And that's the news.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Gas Logs Express and Barbecue Grills.
This guy says, I just picked these from my fig tree, and he sent us a picture. Thanks a lot. But I can't see the picture on our text line, so sorry.
Yeah, well, you got to show us the picture, and then I'll prove my point there once you see him.
I don't need to see the pictures of his figs. I think I'm good on that.
I'm sorry, guys. I just tell you, it's just a look, but they're very tasty. If you like Fig Newtons, which I don't like, Fig Newtons were never part of my growing up
I did.
Cookie.
I used to have Fig Newtons in my lunchbox like every day.
Oh, ugh. Did not like figs. And I just started to eat figs a couple years ago. Now my tree produces wonderful figs.
You're a rancher. You're a gardener.
I'm a gardener. The lettuce is too hot for lettuce now. Lettuce is come and gone.
All right, so how about this top 50 college football players of all time? We got a lot of topics in there. We'll get to the LeBron James situation, Tiger Woods, Skip Johnson. How about the young guns now? The interesting rivalries at Oklahoma and Texas. I mean, you now have Lincoln Riley against Tom Herman as Bob Stoops has walked away. And now Skip Johnson, who, gosh, for a good stretch, it was going to happen. He was going to be the next coach to replace Augie Garrido at Texas. That was a foregone conclusion, especially in 2014 when they made the run to Omaha. He just felt like this was the natural progression of things, and we know that it didn't go well in 2015 or 2016, and Augie was out, and search was on, and here comes David Pierce, and now Skip Johnson's the coach of the Sooners. That is a weird twist that's going to add to some fun in the springs between the Sooners and Longhorns, just like you'll have in football. And then you got Lon Kruger and Shaka Smart, basketball side of things. But interesting development there. But how about this top 50 college football players? We mentioned, and BK hit it to us in the hot or not, but it bears mentioning that there was a panel assembled. I guess this is the 50th year of the Athlon magazine, so they did their top 50 players of all time. And the panel included Tony Barnhart from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Michael Bradley, he's a freelance college football writer, Matt Brown, Jimmy Birch from Fort Worth Star-Telegram, just a bunch of writers, Chris Dufresne, Bruce Feldman, Bill King, goes on and on, Ivan Mazel, Stuart Mandel. So 20 guys, no former players, but all folks who have college and who have covered college football for most of the years that this encompasses. And I find it interesting. We mentioned that Herschel Walker was the number one player voted. Everybody had a ballot. Herschel Walker followed by Barry Sanders, Archie Griffin, Earl Campbell, Bo Jackson. Top five are all running backs. The first quarterback is Tim Tebow. First defensive player is Hugh Greene. Vince Young is the second quarterback at 8 with Deion Sanders, Tony Dorsett rounding out. Charles Woodson, Tommy Frazier, Leroy Selman from Oklahoma is one of the top two defensive players. Well, Woodson, Hugh Greene, and Leroy Selman, the top three defensive players. And Ndamukong Suh at 15. Right ahead of Orlando Pace, the first offensive lineman, then hits the rankings, and we'll go through some more of this. But it was interesting that if you go, they had a little section on this thing inside the ballots. It says here, highest ranked player that was missing from a ballot, Archie Griffin.
I told you he's just so
one of these knuckleheads didn't vote for Archie Griffin.
That's what I mean. He's so 50. Underrated.
In the top 50, he's a 2-time Heisman winner.
When it happened, he was underrated. People just couldn't believe it.
Thought it was part of the Ohio. Because Ohio State had been so dominant,
right,
and so good. It was just part of
the machine.
The machine. It says highest ranked player missing from two ballots. Two of these knuckleheads left Vince Young off their entire ballot. Does that happen? Two of those. It doesn't say who.
Were they baseball people, baseball writers?
Highest ranked player not in the final top 50, Eddie George. Eddie George.
I'll have some connection to. I'm going to take a guess at this, but I'm probably going to be wrong. Maybe four or five of these players that are in the top 50 and, of course, played against Earl Campbell. Doug Flutie, Coach Doug Flutie, played with Tony Dorsett. And is Ricky on there at all in the top 50?
No. Somehow.
Oh, he's on here.
Oh, he is. Okay, I'm scanning through it.
37.
Okay, so that would be four, yes.
This thing is a long, got to scan down and up and down and up. There he is. Yeah, 37, Ricky Williams. Right ahead of Matt Leinart, right before Mike Singletary and Randy White.
I see Smith. Then Flutie must be way to the back, like at the very end of this.
I'm not seeing Doug Flutie. There he is, 49.
Almost can't get any further back.
49 just ahead of Desmond Howard. Desmond. Okay, so there you go. We have players that made every ballot. Three players were on everyone's ballot. Herschel Walker, Barry Sanders, Earl Campbell. So that's pretty good.
Yes.
By school in the top 50, USC 6, Nebraska 4, Ohio State 4, Texas 3, along with Oklahoma and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is interesting because, like, folks BK's age wouldn't think of Pittsburgh as a college football power, the Pitt Panthers, but boy, they were.
Kidding me, Tony Dorsett and Hugh Green, the offensive lineman that they had come out of there.
That was a
Mark Mays.
That was a power for a long time.
What's surprising is Florida State has one guy, and Boston College has one guy.
Well, what's surprising is Alabama only has two. Two all-time.
Roll Tide.
Speaking of machines, the Nick Saban's players not get enough credit, I guess, becomes the question. Or is it just this the conglomeration of talent that he puts together and then
USC
coaches them up?
USC is amazing, though.
USC was six of the top 50. Yeah, interesting. That's college football on the brain. The All-Athlon team, by the way, for their 50th anniversary edition, Tim Tebow's the quarterback, and that's going to rankle some feathers up in here. Would you take Tebow or Vince or Tommy Frazier?
I take Vince.
Me too.
I take Vince. I mean,
better thrower than any of those guys, right? He wasn't a professional thrower.
No, but he's a better thrower, yes. And just as good a runner as Tommy Frazier, I believe.
But Tim Tebow...
I know he walks on water. I know he circumcises young kids and
not young kids,
Africa.
Infants.
How young are we talking?
He doesn't. You didn't know that? You knew that he circumcised young kids in
impoverished lands.
Impoverished lands. Yeah, he goes on missions.
His father was a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
The butter knife.
I don't know. Sharp scalpel.
Okay.
They clean it well.
Seriously, he really did that. Is that true?
That's true. You could look it up.
I don't believe that's true. I thought we kind of made that up. He didn't really do circumcisions. They wouldn't let that guy do that, right?
Just a little snip.
You made that up. Now I was starting to believe that crap.
I made it up?
Yeah.
You think I just like had a dream that Tim Tebow was with knife?
They don't just let some white dude come to Africa and start snipping kids.
Well, I'm sure they trained him.
You got to be a doctor to snip that thing.
Here it is. 9 things you might not know about Tim Tebow. He helped perform circumcisions. This is from a Time magazine story dated 2012. As in the medical procedure that many baby boys undergo shortly after birth, medical mission trips consumed much of Tebow's free time in college. He visited the Philippines, where he was born, and lent a hand at medical clinics where poor communities could get their teeth pulled, their cysts removed, and their sons circumcised.
Oh, dude, he didn't do anything but hold a wet towel or something.
And in true Tim Tebow fashion, he preached to the hundreds who came for free medical care.
I wouldn't want that on there with the circumcision deal. He didn't. What did he do? He just held the scalpel for the scalpel.
I don't know what
he
did. I wasn't there. I'm just reading. Okay. He didn't believe me. I'm making it up. I don't know how. It's hard to criticize that. That's pretty generous with your free time in college. God, some guys are going to the beach.
And you're going, okay, stop
to
now.
The Philippines.
Yes, okay. Herschel Walker and Barry Sanders as the running back.
Yeah, Tim Tebow's the quarterback.
Can't argue with that.
Herschel and Barry Sanders. Yeah, that's hard to argue. Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald, your
Another
starting
Pittsburgh
wide receivers.
Pittsburgh.
Pitt Panther.
Pitt Panther.
The big tight end is Keith Jackson, the tackle eligible from his days at is Oklahoma
God,
with Barry Switzer.
Big old dude.
John Hanna,
Monster.
Jonathan Ogden, Orlando Pace, and Anthony Munoz.
I'd like to have those guys as your offensive line right there. You like that, BK?
4 Hall of Famers.
Road graders.
I think these guys are all Hall of Famers, by the way. Dave Remington is the center. Hugh Green and the Manster. Randy White on the D-line. Leroy Selman and Dominican Sue.
Those two.
Linebackers are Derek Thomas, Lawrence Taylor, Brian Bosworth. How about that group? That's not bad. Charles Woodson and Dion are your corners. Ronnie Lott, Kenny Easley.
You never throw in the cornerbacks.
Where's Big Ed Reed? Give me some Ed Reed. It's a lot and easily.
Easily a big safety.
There you go. This says, who is the third Longhorn?
Ricky.
Ricky, Earl, and Vince are your 3 Longhorns
yes.
from the top 50.
Ricky, somebody says, Earl, and where Vince. Is Colt McCoy?
Having his camp right over here at Westlake High School.
He's at camp. Still playing, yes.
No, he's camping. Is it 2-day camp over there?
It's a 2-dayer.
Remember Westlake teaching the kids, the youth of America?
Yes.
I think I read this right, that he knows he's old now because Sam Ellinger came to his camp once.
That's how old he feels. He's only 30 years old.
I know. Going into his eighth year in the NFL, but he's been doing this camp at Westlake long enough that he remembers young Sam Ellinger.
Wait a minute. Where is O.J. Simpson on the list?
He's in prison.
Yeah, but O.J. Simpson,
on the list.
He should be in the top
10.
If you're talking about all-time great players, college players, O.J. Simpson should be in the top 10.
20.
That's wrong.
What do you mean?
I know he's a slicer and a dicer, but that dude in college, there's got to be more. I mean, who at USC is in front of O.J. Simpson? Reggie Bush?
A slicer and a dicer? Tim Tebow's the slicer and the dicer. O.J. Simpson's the head cutter offer.
You can't call O.J. a slicer and dicer anymore.
Can't say
right?
that. No, I'm sorry.
He was kind of a slashing runner.
Yes. Look at that man's numbers, the juice.
He only played 2 years at USC. You can't compare that with guys
junior,
who played four.
Junior college guy, junior college player.
I'm fine with Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, Barry Sanders. I'm good with that ahead of him. Really
old-timers like me take the juice.
And Reggie, how about Reggie Bush ahead of O.J. Simpson?
I know, that's horrible.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that at all.
You don't like that because he had that lateral in the championship game.
I like
one
that.
Of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. Forget that just shows you where USC, where their heads were that day. They thought it didn't
they
matter.
They thought they were the Harlem Globetrotters.
They thought they were going to win that game no matter what. Because the running back coach, is that the same running back coach that's here now?
No.
Okay.
Stan Drayton? No, I don't think he was at USC.
I mean, that thing right there, I would have just went right out on the field at that time after Reggie Bush. He was wasn't it on their side of the field where he was running kind of at the 30 going in, and he thought he could lateral that back? Why?
That was a game-saving play.
Oh.
Because they thought they were the Harlem Globetrotters. They thought that the Longhorns were the Washington Generals, and everybody just gets out of their way.
Didn't he toss it to a white dude, too?
He just tossed it back to somebody that was running. He caught them out of the corner of their eye and just flung the ball back. I mean, it didn't even have a chance. I'm like, Bush, what are you up to here?
Hey, by the way, I see where Marcus Mariota is on number 47 on this list. Is that too high? Would you have Marcus Mariota ahead of Doug Flutie? No,
I would not.
Mariota was pretty damn good, though. There's three quarterbacks at the back end here. You've got Flutie, Werfel, and Mariota.
And you know who you could take right off that list that's even in there? Desmond Howard, please.
He's last. What about Peyton Manning, 45? Rocky Top never could beat Florida.
Jonathan Ogden. How about Ogden? That's a big-time player.
There it is. There's your top 50.
Easy Ed Reed.
Cam Newton, 30. Only had 1 year, right? 1 year. Got 30.
So, and you didn't know enough. You didn't see enough of Jack Tatum play, but he was
ridiculous. My dad has
man.
Told me about Jack Tatum many times. Went on to the Raiders. Was an unbelievable defensive back. All right, there you go. There's a little college football in June. You can't beat that. We'll come back, hit this LeBron James situation. What the heck was that? Like early in the day, you're starting to hear and see headlines that the Cavaliers are pursuing Jimmy Butler and Paul George, and these trades could happen quickly. And then the next thing you know, by dinner time, the GM has gotten his walking papers. LeBron James is tweeting out that he's bummed out about this.
I would be bummed.
Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. The draft is in 2 days. We'll get you details on that. Plus, the baseball situation as well. We'll hit it. We'll got your salacious gossip and your blitz before the end of the hour. Bring it strong. It's going to be a very warm Tuesday. Having some fun talking college football. Your thoughts on that top 50? Who's right, who's wrong, who's in, and who shouldn't be in? It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Tuesday on the Horn, B&E with you. Hope you're having a great one. It's going to be 97 when it all tops out today, but as Buck keeps pointing out, because he's playing golf today, it's going to be less humid.
Blacky yes.
weather is in. With
like
the,
yesterday.
A little lower on the humidity, but still nonetheless very, very warm. So hydrate yourself.
You're out there slapping the golf ball around and getting a little practice, and it was warm, but it was nice out. It wasn't overbearing yesterday.
I was sweating like a...
Oh, it was still humid now.
Warhog, man.
Yeah, it was still a little humid out there.
But no, I mean, the wind's been up so much. I need to get out and practice a little bit when the wind's
work on
down.
That wind, because if you start hooking that three iron of yours, that thing will get into the wind and just keep on going.
More about the short irons. I'm trying to dial in my distances.
Trying to do that?
I'm having a hard time with.
I see.
Keep overshooting, undershooting.
You know, with the U.S. Open having the second lowest ratings ever, I told you these guys who they bunk together and, you know, they go with their girlfriends all together and you always see them on boats together. Golf needs a villain. And I'm anointing Patrick Reed, the guy with the choker. And
he's not a villain. He's just a goober.
No, he's not a goober. He needs to become golf.
Golf needs a rivalry.
No, they need a real villain that doesn't,
well, in a
doesn't
rivalry,
do this stuff
someone's
like that
a
stuff.
Villain, right?
I yes.
mean, in the rivalry, someone's a villain. You know, NBA, we can say the NBA is boring right now because it's predictable and we know who's going to win. But
and they all love each other, too.
Yeah, they do all love
They're
each
all
other.
They're all buddies.
And it's kumbaya society.
Yeah,
it's this generation. It's this generation.
It is. But if Patrick Reed with his little choker and wearing his mediums when he's got that belly and stuff, he's always wearing like tight shirts and stuff, I think that guy can become the mm-hmm. villain that everybody will love to hate.
No.
No? You don't think he's the guy?
I
think Bubba
it.
Watson tried to be for a while, but then I know that, you know, his mom's had cancer or whatever. He's always hitting the pink driver and stuff, and that just takes away
pink
from
golf
your
ball.
And he's got that goofy golf ball that the Bullock or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
They need a villain. They truly do.
Well,
golf's got too many nice guys.
I'd say that, but they also need a rivalry. They need, you know, tennis of the heyday had Jimmy Connors and John McEnroe, and they hazed
great.
Each other, right? They just didn't like each other. And
nobody liked Arthur Ashe.
No, for other reasons.
Other reasons, yes.
Well, yeah, but that's, there needs to be something compelling. And there's, you know, unless it's, you know, in a individual sport like that, yes, there needs to be this guy doesn't like this guy. And whether it was true or not, Tiger and Phil didn't like each other. And, you know,
well, a lot of guys didn't like Tiger. I mean, we love to hate Tiger, but that guy is still making news for going into clinic somewhere.
I don't know if they didn't like Tiger. Well, yeah, it's still headline news because he's Tiger Woods, and there'll never be another Tiger. I mean, he elevated the game of golf, you know, a hundredfold with purses and, you know, apparel deals and television exposure.
They're still begging that dude to come back and play.
They'd love to have him back playing.
I mean, really?
He could show up and shoot 80, and he'd still raise the ratings by 2 points.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, he's got that.
Well, once again,
because he brings.
I saw it for you, and I saw it firsthand. I never believed this whole Tiger Woods, you know, the phenomenal thing about Tiger Woods is we saw him in a couple years ago when we were out at the Super Bowl, and that guy was coming off. I hadn't played forever, like 14 months, and we were like, "What is he going to be?" And he was chili dipping, and the crowd around. Phil Mickelson walked up, and there was hardly anybody. Tiger Woods comes down the fairway. And there were hundreds. There was like thousands of people following this guy, and he was hacking it all over the place.
Yeah, chili dipping. That was my one.
Chili dipping.
My one up close meeting with Tiger Woods. I was standing on the green side of 18, watching Tiger Woods approach shot, which he pulled left and left about 20 feet short of the green. And I'm like, great shot, Tiger. This isn't a par 5, dude. You know that, right? It's par 4. You're supposed to be up there by the flag. I got my video out. I'm trying to get a
ready
video of
go.
The great Tiger Woods. And
my glutes are shutting off.
Pull hooks
trying to activate my glutes.
And then again, I'm probably 15 just, feet from Eldrick. And I'm like, all right, I got this video. This is a keepsake.
God, this is going to be great. Up tight. He's going to put it up there tight.
He chili dips. I mean,
it went about 2 feet. I was there. I was looking. I was going,
like, no.
Huh?
Come on, man. I can do that.
And those crowds stayed around that dude
I love him.
All day long.
Pied Piper. Well, I mean, that's, again, golf doesn't have that right now. And it's all, there are many reasons for it. No one's really taken hold. Who's going to be the man? Is it Dustin Johnson? Is it Jordan Spieth? Is it Jason Day? These, you know, Rory McIlroy. All these guys have had their day in the sun. You mean Sergio Garcia could be a guy that used to be a villain and is now likable.
That's, see,
but,
yeah.
But he wasn't in the conversation this weekend. It was a bunch of Koepkas and Mullinaxes and Schofels.
Hammonds.
And Fleetwood Mac was up there. I don't know. I was like, who are these people? But that's why the TV ratings were so
And the other
down.
One is Dustin Johnson. I thought he was going to be the guy.
He could be the villain.
Well, he was going to be the villain because he had gone to rehab like 8 times.
He was on his way to being a villain because no one on the tour liked him when he was a party boy and allegedly shagging with their old ladies and shagging.
Banging, you know, everybody's wife.
Yeah. Well, that's some villainous stuff.
But now he has 2 children.
Now he got,
he's all settled down.
You know, the great one's daughter wrangled him in, and the great one got a hold of him, Wayne Gretzky, and, you know, got him in line, which is a good thing. He needed to get his life in order. Still very talented. But, yeah, golf needs a rivalry. I think that's fair
Badly.
To say. Fair to say. All right, BK, can I give you a stat that is just, it'll be stunning, but it'll also just hit you in the gut. I want to credit our buddy Bob Ballou of KITV. We mentioned this last night on his sportscast. Colt McCoy's having his football camp over at Westlake, two-day camp. Colt McCoy, in his career at Texas, won 45 football games, went 45-8. And he and our friend Quan Cosby and some other dudes, Jordan Shipley, carried Texas to a national championship game in 2009. And how about this little alarming stat? 45 games from 06 to 09. Since he left, the program has won a grand total of 46 games.
Oh.
7 years.
Total in 7 years?
Yeah, since he's been gone.
Oof.
Since you've been gone. That's like the Kelly Clarkson song.
That's why I'm with my boy. That's why we're going to Vegas. Get those 8-9 wins.
That's why? Is McCoy coming back?
Is Cole going to play?
No.
Can we get Cole?
No.
And the only time they've had a semblance of quality quarterback play in that stretch, it was his brother Case, the greatest American hero.
Greatest American hero.
Slinging it around, beating the Aggies, giving him some semblance of hope.
Giving us some hope, yes.
That 8-win season. So if you take Case's 8-win season out,
wow.
I mean, combine the wins with a guy now named McCoy in 7 years. It's brutal.
Cole won 45 in 4 years?
Yeah, what, 45-8.
We've won 46 in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
By the way, on my trip to Vegas here, I need this starting quarterback, Shane Buechele, to stay healthy here.
Yeah, that'd be important for you.
Yeah, that's kind of important here in this little road trip to Vegas.
You guys are getting it wrong, by the way. Case McCoy should get the greatest American hero name, not for the A&M game, but for preventing two losses to Kansas in 4 years. Remember he had that game-winning drive when David Ash had like 8 picks up there?
Yeah.
Texas was down 4 with 2 minutes to go, and Case saved the day?
I think that's when the name came, Greatest American Hero. We used to play the song. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Great song.
He was incredible.
Because that's before your time, but there was a bad television show called The Greatest American Hero. It had a bad theme song.
I was with that guy every weekend, man. I knew he was going to get it done.
You were driving the train,
I was driving the train for Case McCoy, The Greatest American Hero.
There it is.
That was special.
Let's just play this for the McCoys. They've brought all the success of the last 10 years to the Texas football program. So he was just a normal schmo, and then he somehow got, I don't remember what the storyline was, but he got superpowers.
He fell into a vat of something. He slipped and fell in some donuts.
Curly-haired blonde dude.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden he's, here we go, turn that up.
Check this out. Sing it together. I'm walking on air. So free.
God, the 80s. I miss the 80s, man. Jeez.
On a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just Case. I mean, come on, man. It doesn't get any better than that, right?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I was on that wagon, man. I thought that guy could get it done. Maybe take us somewhere
well,
big.
He did. I mean, if you take out the McCoys the last 10 years, it's wretched.
The program
is wretched.
Where Buechele is there right now.
Bushy
is. It's on. It's 9 wins. It's a 9 or 10 win season.
Dude, you're asking a lot.
Why am I asking a lot?
Well, I'm just looking at the history.
Can I tell you
here.
One more time? It's the Big 12. Bob Stoops is gone.
It's the Big 12!
There's nobody in this conference anymore. Let's get it over with the coach up at TCU. He's battling his own demons up there with that group.
TCU,
Bob Stoops is gone.
Like, whose ownership of the Longhorns for Gary Patterson
here comes
is
the
like,
numbers here. Please don't do those numbers
in
anymore.
The last 3 seasons.
Do not bring up the
like
numbers.
Like 150-0.
Don't bring those numbers into play.
Yeah, numbers don't matter.
They
don't mind the history books or the statistics.
Take that for data.
Yeah, they do have some data at TCU. But Gary Patterson is struggling right now.
Let's just say Gary Patterson enjoyed coaching against Charlie Strong. Let's just say that first and foremost. Because Mack Brown beat him the last year of Mack Brown, Gary Patterson, and TCU. But Charlie Strong's career record against Gary Patterson was 0-3.
The last 5 years of Mack Brown, did Gary Patterson kind of start liking Mack Brown's group of players that he brought in too?
Well, his last year was the 08 year with Case McCoy when they made a run at the Big 12 title after getting off to the horrible start. And
that's the Baylor, Baylor
Diaz
deal.
Being fired. And yeah, they went to Baylor with a chance to win the Big 12. And, you know, it was cold. It was really cold that day for the greatest American hero.
They had it in the second half. They had a chance to beat Baylor.
Lost to that scumbag Art Briles.
Yes. Yes, they did.
119 To 26.
Those are the numbers?
They'll last 3 years.
Charlie Strong in 3 years against Gary Patterson, 119 to 26.
And Max smashed them the last game they played.
Yeah, that was the greatest American hero. That's when we were playing that song, man. We're trying to get back to those days. We need some greatest American heroes. So thanks on a Tuesday to Colt McCoy and Case McCoy. Without them, there'd be...
I love the way you put Case in there, too. I'm glad you threw him in there. Yes.
He's been the best quarterback they've had since, right?
I mean, seriously, University of Texas, that's been their best quarterback?
Yes.
What has been going Garrett on Gilbert, up in here?
David Ash. The 18-wheeler package. Oh.
Don't
you had
say
to bring
it.
That up. The 18-wheeler package. Nice kid, though. That's always, great kid. I used to always hear about that.
Rooting for him.
Nice kid. He's such a wonderful kid. The ones you like to take home, your daughter could take him. I'm like, I don't care about bringing that dude home. He can't play. He should be a tight end. I told you from the get, that guy should have been tight. But as a matter of fact, they did a disservice to him. You know why? Because he'd be playing in the NFL right now as a tight end. If he'd have come to Texas as a tight end, they'd have put him at tight end, Mack Brown and that whole group over there. That guy would be right now, it would be a tight end in the NFL. And still may be, for all we know.
Well, and as I think Tom Herman would chuckle to you and say that Mack Brown's staff, they recruited Tyrone Swoops instead of JT Barrett.
They wanted him instead, or they just made a mistake like we did with Richard Walden? And Drew Brees. They just made a mistake,
JT
right?
Barrett was down the road at Wichita Falls.
Did he want to come to Texas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would have walked on glass.
They wanted Swoops. Swoops!
What do we want? RG3 as a safety, Johnny Football as a safety. Who else?
Swoops, there it is, baby.
There have been some mistakes made.
Well, thank you to the McCoys.
You ever seen a player that bad get his own chance?
He was a good kid. People liked him. He was a team player.
You care about the kid? You play to win the game.
Yeah, thank you, Herm. Thank you, Herm.
Hello, you play to win the game.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter with me, man. Sis. I just know what position. As soon as I saw him, I just said, can you get a big 80 number on him, please? Some kind of 80s number.
Big, good-looking athlete.
Oh.
All right, we'll come back. Sorry to... Bring the depression
everybody down.
Bring everybody down. Please. Well, we played greatest American hero.
All we need
hero.
Is the field goal from Kansas now, and everything will be just fine. Just that's all we need.
Get a kicker up in here. Get some special teams.
We had some struggling here the last couple of years.
This guy says Gary Patterson's 25-20 in the Big 12 and has a statue. LOL. Now, before they got into the Big 12, they won the Rose Bowl, didn't they?
Well, they owned that. What was
they
it?
They went to the Rose Bowl. They won that Rose Bowl, didn't they?
Dude, that guy was undefeated.
J.J. Watt. That was J.J. Watt.
What conference was that? The Mountain something?
Mountain West.
Mountain West. He owned that place.
Western Mountain West Conference.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He owned that place. And they were, a couple years ago, they were playing for a national championship with Baylor. They're right there to be in the Final Four. So. It says, who needs Andrew Luck and JT Barrett when you can have Case McCoy and Tyrone Swoops and David Ash? See, that's not very nice. But it is factual. It is factual. No interest in Andrew Luck whatsoever.
None.
Or JT Barrett. That leads you to this conversation.
You know, you can't always get them all. That's all I'm going to say about
it. You get one of them.
You can't get them all. You can make a mistake. You make a mistake in recruiting.
You can get one of them.
One out of those three could have been something special, right? That
we'll
Andrew Luck guy.
He's pretty good. We'll be back. Benny on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. We stream it always on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. It's Salacious Gossip and Blitz time.
Where you get that from? Did someone tell you that? Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just salacious gossip. You know it, you got to have it, you love it. It's brought to you by Bud Light, which you know and love and got to have as well. It's the number one selling light beer on the planet and my favorite as well. Del Diamond, still hopping to get out to the Del Diamond for the continued homestand for the Express. Bud Light's a good opportunity there, whatever you're up to, live music in Austin. Brought to you by Bud Light. All right, so in the effort of accuracy, let me mention on Greatest American Hero was an 80s sitcom. Turns out that a group of aliens gave the character Ralph Hinckley a super suit.
Oh, okay, he didn't fall into a vat of something.
No, a group of aliens. Gave him a red and black suit that grants him superhuman abilities. Okay? Also, in the effort of full accuracy, from 2006 through the current day, 11 seasons of Texas football, the McCoys have accounted for 54 wins. 54 wins, because Case was 9-7 as a starter at Texas. So if you take that You're talking without a McCoy at quarterback, the Longhorn program in 11 years. Oh, my gosh.
Get the computer out.
45. No, take the 45 from the we're talking about 36 wins in 11 seasons without a McCoy, BK?
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
Well, you can't count the ones that Colt were in those 4 years, right? You have to take that off just for fairness.
And that's true. So, yeah, the season's after Colt. Yeah, but since then, you got to take the 9 away. So, since mm-hmm. Colt left.
So, what, 36 and 30, 40-something?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And you're, yeah, I understand. Now I feel your pain, Texas fans. I'm one of them, and I'm starting to feel it now.
Yeah, so as we mentioned, Colt McCoy won 45 games in his four seasons as a starter. By the way, he took Texas to four bowl games, Alamo, Holiday, Fiesta, and then, of course, got hurt in the Rose Bowl. They won the previous three bowl games. He was looking to go 4-0 in bowl games until he got hit by Marcell Dareus and the Crimson Tide. And then it all changed for Texas. It all changed.
Are they running the ball down there anyway?
Well, Colt could run a little. It was a big group, though.
Wow, it certainly was.
So if you take away the nine, 37 wins total. With not a McCoy since Colt McCoy left.
I didn't want to get into depression, but all of a sudden I got depressed when we started talking about that.
I'm sorry. Man. I am so sorry.
Wow.
All right, 447-3776. It is also one note on your salacious gossip. I got to mention this guy again. A guy named Ryan Murphy got married to the love of his life, a young lady named Packer, Mary Packer. And this guy, who is a Green Bay Packers fanatic, has changed his name. He's adopted her name. He is now Ryan Holton Packer.
The dude's weak. And, right? That's weak stuff,
and he's
right?
So proud that he is part of the Packer family. And they had a Packer-themed wedding.
He wore a Packer suit with a tie, pants. I mean, that is just... That's way too over the top there, Mister.
So congratulations Mr. Packer. To Mr. and Mrs. Packer. Or Mrs. and Mr. Packer, as it were.
Garbage!
It's garbage. You know, it's the new age. It's the new day. He took her name. Good for him. Let's go to the Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Now we're showing people are sending us
videos of
Case McCoy taking off,
leading them to the game winner
against the Aggies. Field goal, good. First blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, no doubt the recruiting went sour as of late, but Johnny Football at Texas would have been a terrible idea. He would have not lasted here considering his track record today.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That was probably a good choice by Mack Brown. Robert Griffin III, Andrew Luck.
Some of the others.
Jameis Winston.
That's a little different. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Aaron, man, you're totally right about it cooling off the desert at night, dude. I drove into Phoenix one night. It's been 121 that day. It was only 107 that night, so my Nana had to break out her sweater.
Love
man.
My Nana. Next blitzer, you're up.
Fuck, with that singing voice, there's no way you seduce Carly Simon.
Oh, you were singing Greatest American Hero.
Oh, I
you
was
belted
singing
it out a little bit.
I'm sorry. Next blitzer, you're up.
Remind me again, we have a head coach named Tom Herman, a offensive coordinator whose son is already on the team, and Tony Orlando's our defensive coordinator.
Todd.
Where are we?
It's not Tony Orlando.
It's
Todd Orlando.
Hard-hitting.
Orlando's of the
big
Orlando
jawed
family.
Big linebacker for out of Wisconsin.
Yes. Next blitzer, you're up.
Bucky.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I know why they don't never catch Bigfoot.
Why?
Because it lived with me. Every time my girl mother walk around, I can hear boom, boom, boom.
That old little cat.
Oh, dang. Oh, shut that down.
Shut it down. Oh, let's go home.
He's called his mother-in-law Bigfoot.
I hope she's not listening. Just call his mother-in-law Bigfoot. Wow.
Boom, boom. Dang, Gina.
Good job, Kev.
Here's a text that says, Pat White and EJ Manuel, the only quarterbacks to win four bowl games. Colt should have been on that list. And this guy's saying, I'm depressed. Can we talk about the future? That's true, because it is depressing. Because if Colt, he should have got a chance to win that national title and walk out with a national title. Four bowl wins. The injury gods got him. And Nick Saban.
Well, you ran the ball late in the half. You didn't have to.
It was early in the half.
Well, there's no reason for him to be running the football. Sorry. Who's the running back at that time? Jonathan Gray?
Oh. Chris Obanaya, I believe.
Obi?
Yeah, we'll look that up. But, no, that's part of the game plan. They wanted legs. They wanted Alabama to have to worry about his legs as well as his arm. And he was going to shred that secondary, and, you know, rest would be history. And Mack Brown would have walked off as a two-time champion, and Colt McCoy, a four-time bowl winner and champion.
We got folks saying that goofy song now, it's in their head now. They're all singing.
And we'll play it again next hour.
Let's play it again.
We'll be back.
That's a great song.
B&E on the horn.